Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, control and coordination in living organisms. You know, all living things, from plants to animals, respond and react to changes in their environment. These changes are called stimuli, and they can be things like light, heat, cold, smell, touch, and so on. Now, let's think about how plants respond to their environment. Plants don't have a nervous system like animals do, but they still move and grow in response to stimuli. For example, have you ever noticed how plants bend towards light? This is called phototropism, and it's a type of growth movement that helps plants get the light they need to survive. But plants don't just move towards light, they also move in response to other stimuli, like gravity. This is called geotropism, and it helps plants grow their roots downwards and their shoots upwards. And then there's hydrotropism, which is the movement of plants towards water. It's really important for plants to be able to find water, especially when they're growing in dry soil. Now, here's the interesting part: plants have special chemicals called hormones that help them grow and respond to their environment. These hormones are like messengers that tell different parts of the plant what to do. For example, auxins help plants grow longer, while gibberellins help them grow taller. Cytokinins promote cell division, which is important for plant growth and development. And then there are abscisic acid and ethylene, which help plants respond to stress and ripen their fruit. Let's take a moment to review these plant hormones. We've got auxins, gibberellins, cytokinins, abscisic acid, and ethylene. You can remember them using the mnemonic A cage, where A is for auxins, C is for cytokinins, A is for abscisic acid, G is for gibberellins, and E is for ethylene. So, to sum it up, plants respond to their environment through growth movements like phototropism and geotropism, and they use hormones like auxins and gibberellins to help them grow and develop. It's really amazing to think about how plants can adapt to their environment and thrive in all sorts of different conditions. Does this make sense so far? Let's take a moment to think about it. Okay, now that we've talked about plants, let's move on to animals. Animals have a more complex system of control and coordination, involving the nervous system and endocrine system. But that's a topic for another time,